You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, I am joined by Alyssa and Cam, two of the organizers of the second annual A Day of Play, Willamette's Way, taking place at the Boys and Girls Club Southeast on Sunday, February 1st from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. A Day of Play, Willamette's Way is dedicated to celebrating the life of Willamette Wright by playing their favorite games. This year, the event will include a panel discussion moderated by Cam Trepanier called Trans Futures, Care, Joy, and Possibility, asking the question, how can we create better futures for our trans and gender diverse youth? Tickets are $10 and all funds raised are donated to local queer and transgender organizations in Willa's honor. This event is open to everyone, Boys and Girls Club members and the broader Kingston community. Visit BGC Southeast or Queer Collage Collectives for more information. Would you like to introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Yeah, for sure. So hey folks, my name is Alyssa Vernon. I'm a Queen's grad student in gender studies doing research about using Black and queer archives and collage as a liberatory teaching tool. And I'm also a collage artist and founder of the Queer Collage Collective. And I'm an Ontario certified teacher in the Limestone District School Board.
Yeah, and hi everyone, I'm Cam, and I'm also a graduate student here at Queen's. My research is primarily concerned with the medical experiences of trans and non-binary folks.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we're here to talk about a very special initiative, and that is A Day of Play, Willamette's Way. Can you explain what that day is about and how it came to be?
Yeah, totally. So this is the second annual day dedicated to celebrating the life of Willamette Wright by playing their favorite games. The event is going to be on Sunday, February 1st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the BGC Southeast. The address for that is 1300 Bath Road in Kingston. The event is open to everyone, BGC members, of course, as well as the broader Kingston community. We want you guys to get excited because our event timeline is going to be jam-packed this year. We expect people to start arriving around 11 a.m., and the event introductions and speeches will begin at 11:30. It'll also include opening remarks from event organizers, volunteers, Willa's family, and community partners. There will also be an open mic section of the event introduction for anyone who would like to say a few words. Then from 12:15 to 1:15, we're going to have a mental health panel with queer and trans panelists that will explore the following question. How can we create better futures for our trans and gender diverse youth? I will be moderating this panel, and the conversation will bring together queer and trans mental health professionals, community members, and artists to discuss gender identity, healing, joy, and community care. I'll speak a little bit more on this later in the takeover. And then at 1:30, the rest of our activities will begin. So here, folks will be able to participate in collaging with the Queer Collage Collective, run by Alyssa, as well as Modern Fuel Artist Run Center, creating postcards that will be sent to queer youth organizations across Ontario to spread positive and affirming art and messages. Folks will also be able to participate in two different tournaments. We've got a Super Smash Brothers Ultimate tournament, as well as a Hoop Skip Ball tournament. Alyssa will talk a little bit more in detail on those in the takeover as well. And then finally, there will also be drop-in dodgeball games throughout for folks waiting to play in other tournaments or for those who just are really passionate about dodgeball. Some of those games will include Dr. Dodgeball, Chain Ball, Fireball, Time Bomb, and more. The Day of Play tickets are a $10 donation per person, and that gets you access to all of the event activities. You can purchase these tickets by searching for A Day of Play Willamette's Way, and you'll find our Canada Helps registration link, or you can get a ticket when you arrive at the event on the day of. All funds raised at our event are going to be donated to Trans Family Kingston this year in Willa's honor. Overall, the event aims to continue to honor Willamette's memory through activities she loved while affirming queer and transgender identities and prioritizing mental health and community care.
Sounds obviously like a lot of heart and a lot of energy has gone into this event. Alyssa, do you want to talk about how this event came to be?
Yeah, of course. So we can't talk about this event without talking about Willa and Willa's story. Willamette Wright, known affectionately as Willa, was a wonderful person and is remembered by family, friends, and many folks from several communities. She was a young person whose joy, humor, and creativity left a lasting impact on everyone who knew her. Though Willa faced personal struggles, she still strived to share kindness with others, playing and connecting with all who she interacted with, especially at their second home, the BGC Southeast. Both Willa's life and her death remind us why spaces that work towards queer inclusivity, community care, and addressing mental health matter now more than ever. At the BGC, Willa was known for bringing laughter and silliness to the youth program, whether they were playing games on their Nintendo Switch, like Smash Bros. Or Mario Kart, participating in a group craft, or playing sports. Willa carried an energy that made everyone feel welcome. Her legendary fireball throw, once knocking a staff member, Allie's glasses clean off, became the kind of moment that still sparks laughter today. Willa had a way of setting the vibe at the BGC as well, playing her music, some of which you'll listen to during this takeover, out loud wherever they went. Willa loved all things Godzilla, Jurassic Park, D&D, 21 Pilots, Wings of Fire, Magic Treehouse, and clothing that was colorful and bold, just like them. Willa lived their life expressing themselves out loud, and in turn, brought other people together, staff and youth alike, through her clothing, imagination, humor, music, and authenticity. Willa's also remembered through her dance moves, especially at the Pride in the Square event in 2023, which I escorted them to, where Willa danced excitedly for hours, proudly wearing their Her They button for the first time. Now that you folks know some of Willa's story, we can talk about how this event came to be through specifically myself and my roommate Kate's grief, as we both used to work at the BGC where Willa was one of our youth. When we heard of Willa's passing, we were incredibly, obviously, sad and heartbroken and frustrated, and we wanted to channel those emotions into doing something actionable and bring folks together in honor of Willa. While discussing these feelings with Kate, she came up with the idea of gathering people together while playing the games that Willa Met loved to play. So Willa's legacy lives on in these stories that we tell, in the art that we make, the way we teach and mentor, the games we play, and the ways we show up for each other, which is why A Day of Play Willa Met's Way is an annual event held on February 1st to honor Willa's spirit by creating the kind of joyful, connected, affirming community that she helped build, knowingly or not. Through remembrance, community, play, creativity, and connection, we celebrate Willa and center trans joy, advocating for belonging and the well-being of queer youth.
Thank you very much. And I can't imagine how hard it must be to have received that news, and also just to know where to start, how to contribute to honoring Willa's legacy. And what a beautiful thing that you've put together here. I imagine it takes a lot of people to put this together. Do you want to talk about the Day of Play team, your members, your volunteers, and your community partners?
Definitely. The Day of Play planning team is made up of many different people, some of which who knew Willa, like Alyssa, of course, and some of which who did not, like myself. Alyssa, Kate, and Allie are all connected through friendship and the BGC as former employees who all knew Willa. Nora and Mary, Willa's parents, of course, have been actively involved in the event's organization and planning. Myself, Adri, Saren, and Ronan, who are some of our organizers, and other folks who care deeply about this event and Willa's story also play a huge role. Jamal and Kylie, who are current employees of the BGC Southeast, have been our points of contact for organizing the physical aspects of Day of Play, as well as the registration form. On the day of the event, we will have around 30 volunteers helping make the event fun, safe, and successful. These 30 folks are a mix of past BGC staff, youth and community members that are passionate about queer youth and their well-being. Also, this event would not be possible without the help of GAP, the Gender Affirming Assistant Project. GAP is a community-driven initiative dedicated to supporting transgender, non-binary, and gender-diverse individuals by reducing the financial and systemic barriers to gender-affirming care. This year, GAP generously contributed $3,000 to fund A Day of Play Willa Met's Way, helping us create a space for joy, connection, and remembrance. Their support is a testament to the importance of affirming spaces, where every young person, especially queer folks, feel seen, valued, and celebrated. We are incredibly grateful for their partnership in making this day possible. Find out more about GAP through their Instagram at Gender Affirming Assistant.
Obviously, a lot of going on, a lot of fun activities, because, you know, joy and celebration is always an important part of any time you're talking, I think, about queer and trans youth, queer and trans people in general. We want to remember the positive aspects of it, but we also want to talk about things. And Cam, you mentioned earlier that you're moderating a panel as part of the day's activities. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Definitely. So the panel will run at the event from 12:15 to 1:15, and we'll explore the following question: how can we create better futures for our trans and gender diverse youth? I'll be moderating this panel, and this conversation will bring together the queer and trans mental health professionals, community members, and artists to discuss identity, healing, joy, and community care. Our panelists this year are Carly Oja, Georgie Gagne, and Nina Mikanovic. Carly is a white queer woman living and working in Cataraqui and Kingston. She is a social worker and the co-lead of Kingston Community Health Center's transgender health program, where she practices alongside a nurse practitioner to provide gender-affirming care for youth and adults across Southeast Ontario. She works with individuals to help build resilience, pursue their unique embodiment and medical goals, and process their experiences of gender in an affirming and trauma-informed space. Her work is rooted in celebrating trans joy, community, self-knowledge, and love as resistance to systems of oppression. In her spare time, Carly enjoys playing volleyball, watching reality TV, and tending to her 50-plus houseplants. Georgie Gagné, aka Gigi, founder of Georgie Gagné Communities and Solidarity, is an award-winning mixed-heritage Cree and Franco-Quebecois artist, educator, facilitator, and advocate dedicated to infusing intersectional approaches, Indigenous ways of knowing, intentionality, and care within communities around Turtle Island. Through facilitation community-building initiatives, she continuously creates thoughtful and transformative learning experiences that center two-spirit resilience, intersectionality, and decolonization practices within artistic, academic, advocacy, and nonprofit environments. Nina Mikanovic is a PhD candidate in the Clinical Psychology Program at Queen's University. In her research, Nina researches how gender is embodied, aka how and where gender exists in the body, and how social support affects the bodies of gender-diverse people, and how they thrive and survive in challenging social environments. They also use research frameworks that include and emphasize participants' lived experiences and self-knowledge, and mentor their gender-diverse researchers. Their work is funded by a grant from the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada, SHRC. In their clinical work, Nina works to provide accessible mental health care in public healthcare settings, focusing on high-risk and complex clinical presentations. We are doing this panel because amidst a tumultuous political climate where trans folks and their rights are discussed with very little space to advocate for themselves, it is important to create spaces where trans and non-binary people can speak to their own experiences and the wants and needs of their communities. It is also important to create spaces where the parents and peers of trans youth can learn how they can better support their family and friends without burdening them. This panel of experts will be doing this while also honoring the work that Carly, Gigi, and Nina do for their communities. Come to the event to learn more about our central question: how can we create better futures for our trans and gender diverse youth?
Thank you very much. That's obviously a very timely conversation and one that unfortunately doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon with things that are going on, obviously, in the States, but elsewhere in the UK, and Canada is not immune to it either. I'm imagining the panel is, as you've mentioned, sort of more focused on parents and other adults, but there's a lot for kids and youth that are coming. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Alyssa? I think on sort of the play side, you've mentioned Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. And hoop skip ball. Tell I'm not a sports person.
Well, I didn't know hoop skip ball was a sport until I started working at the BGC. But yeah, let's talk more about these tournaments. So first of all, these games specifically were chosen because Willamette loved playing them. She would often bring her Nintendo Switch to the BGC youth program and invite staff and youth to play with her. As for hoop skip ball, Willa was a natural. Willa had a killer shot, and the youth program staff recall being honestly really surprised at her hoop skip ball skills. So onto more concrete tournament plans. We do have the Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Tournament, where folks can battle on the big screen. So this time we'll have a giant inflatable screen set up at the BGC instead of multiple TVs. So Super Smash Brothers brackets will be generated the day of the event when folks arrive. So it's very important to arrive at 11 a.m. if you want to be in the tournament competing for Smash Bros. The tournament will be double elimination, which means that once you lose a match, you move down to the loser's bracket and are eliminated if you lose a second time. Each match will be 3-stock, 7 minutes, with no items or weapons, and only on FD or Omega stages. Semifinals and finals are best 2 out of 3, and we do have to keep in mind that match timing and brackets are subject to change and depend on the number of participants we have on the day. Additionally, there will be a room separate to the area of the big giant screen where multiple Nintendo Switches will be set up for continuous play for fun outside of the tournament. Now, some folks listening will probably be like, girl, what the heck is hoop skip ball? And that's so fair. Hoop skip ball is kind of like basketball and handball. It's played on a full basketball court with 2 teams of 5 players. Teams will be made the day of the event, just like Smash Bros. So it's important that you folks arrive at 11 if you want to play hoop skip ball and get your team sorted in time. And they will be divided by age. So teams advance the ball by passing only. There's no dribbling allowed. And players must take a maximum of 3 steps before passing. Interceptions result in immediate possession changes. while dropped or out of bounds passes stop play and give possession to the opposite team. So scoring options include 1 point if you throw the ball through the hula hoop, which is attached to the basket. You can get 2 points for a regular basket through the basketball net. And you can get a total of 3 points if you can get the ball through the basket and the hoop. And it's possible. Games are around 15 minutes or first to 11 points. And like I said, it'll be divided by age. So we plan, if these are the type of folks who will be at the event, to have a junior 11 to 15 and senior 16 plus division.
I like that you have a mix of games for the sporty people and games for the video game inclined. Mm-hmm. So, you know, depending on how much energy you want to put out on that day, you've got options. So we're about a week away from this event. What are the final pieces? What are you working on right now?
Yeah, totally. So with only 1 week to go until we play, we're really in the thick of our event organizing. We're sort of moving out of the planning phase and into the doing phase. We just finished the volunteer interview process, securing a total of 30 excellent volunteers, and are currently working on buying prizes and medals for the games and tournaments, looking to confirm a donation of pizza, waiting to pick up the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Tournament plaque. Yes, there will be a plaque. Mm-hmm. And we're editing, organizing the speeches for the event introduction. It feels like there's still a lot to do, but we know that we'll be able to get it done all together as a team. It's honestly been such an incredible process to see how much we have been able to get done in terms of planning this event, with only 9 virtual meetings with all of us attending. We cannot wait to enjoy the fruits of our labor at the day of play on February 1st with all of you.
And if people are listening and they're wondering about attending, do you want to pitch why they should attend?
Yeah, 100%. So when or if you come to a day of play Willamette's Way, you'll be doing more than just showing up for fun and games. You're directly supporting queer folks and local community care. Last year, everyone who showed up helped impact local youth in a real and measurable way. Through our ticket sales and donations, we raised $1,150. Of those funds, 60% went toward building the BGC Youth Program Mental Health Fund, while 40% was donated to Kingston's Fuse 2SLGBTQ+ youth group. Fuse is a weekly group for youth aged 12 to 24 in the Kingston area, run in collaboration with AMHS KFLNA, One Roof Youth Hub, and United Way of KFLNA. The group meets every Wednesday from 4 to 6 at One Roof Youth Hub, creating a space where youth can connect, talk about important issues, build life skills, make art, watch movies, have fun, and meet new people. This year, all the Day of Play ticket sales and donations are going to Trans Family Kingston, a grassroots organization led by transgender, non-binary, and gender-diverse people and their loved ones. Trans Family Kingston builds community through in-person meetings and virtual spaces, and they provide vital community-sourced resources, from helping people access gender-affirming gear and navigate name changes, to supporting healthcare advocacy, transportation to appointments, and celebrating days of significance together. As an unfunded grassroots group, they rely entirely on donations and volunteers to keep this work going. You can find out more about Trans Family Kingston and their impact on their website, transfamilykingston.com. A Day of Play is for students and people of all ages. It's about play, joy, and connection, but it's also about community care. Especially right now, queer and trans youth need to know that they're supported, protected, and celebrated. Coming to this event is one small but powerful way to show up, have fun, and invest in a future where queer and trans people are held by their communities. Play can be political, joy can be resistance, and showing up together really, really matters. So please, pull up and have fun.
I think it's good to note that this event is not just for members of Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. It's not specific to a certain age group. It is for people who want to support this initiative. And also, it seems like an incredible opportunity for the youth to find out about the programs that are available in their community that they might not be aware of, to meet peers and to meet people that can be a safe space for them. If people want to keep up with news about A Day of Play and find out more information, how can they do that?
Totally. So folks can find the registration link and all sorts of graphics and material regarding the event on the Queer Collage Collective QCC Instagram. So that's Queer Collage Collectives on Instagram. The event also gets posted and discussed on the BGC Southeast Instagram and the BGC Southeast Youth Program Instagram.
Do you want to just quickly go over again start time, end time, and ticket price. And also, if people can't attend the event, you mentioned Canada Helps, so they can contribute.
Yeah, so like we said before, this is a day of Play Willamette's Way. It's on Sunday, February 1st, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the BGC Southeast at 1300 Bath Road in Kingston. This event's open to all folks, not just BGC members, and ticket costs are $10 per person, and you can just donate on the Canada Helps website if you are unable to attend. So please share this with everyone you know, people who are competitive, people who are not, people who want to make art, people who want to listen and learn, people who just want to come and support the queer community. Invite them all. Join us, and let's remember Willa together in this really fun and special way.
And wintertime sometimes is very isolating. Sometimes it feels like it's hard to find reasons to get out of your house. This is a great opportunity. And the location, it's right on a bus route. Mm-hmm. Tons of free parking.
Yeah, there will also be food.
Oh, and food, right. I heard the mention of pizza in there. Is there anything else that you want to add? It's been a pleasure talking with you both, and thank you for all this fantastic information and for spearheading this initiative as well.
I really encourage all my sort of fellow members of the Queens community to attend if you can, if any of you are listening in, undergraduates, grad students. This is an event that I think you guys would benefit from to sort of get out of the campus downtown environment and sort of have fun, play games, kind of reconnect with your inner child, so to speak. And also thank you, CFRC, for having us today. And we're really, really excited to see how this event goes.
Yay!
Well, it was such a pleasure, so thank you so much. Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.